SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump is once again taking aim at Fed Chairman Jerome Powell over his refusal to lower interest rates more quickly. Bob Agnew reports.
The wisdom and efficacy of adjusting interest rates has become an ongoing standoff between President Trump and Chairman Powell after the payroll processor ADP reported job creation in May slowed. The president took to Truth Social to say the man he's nicknamed Too Late Powell, quote, must now lower the rate. He is unbelievable. Europe has lowered 9 times. ADP reports private payrolls grew by just 37,000 jobs last month. Bob Agnew reporting.
Speaker Mike Johnson said Tuesday that Elon Musk is terribly wrong after the tech billionaire blasted the GOP MAGA bill as a disgusting abomination. Details from Bernie Bennett.
Johnson told reporters, quote, with all due respect, my friend Elon is terribly wrong about the one big beautiful bill. Johnson said he spoke over the phone with the former chief of the Department of Government Efficiency Initiative for what he described as a friendly conversation of more than 20 minutes Monday about the virtues of the bill. Johnson said he discussed with Musk the accelerated many recent subsidies in the House version of the bill, something Musk had voiced opposition to in recent days. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Arkansas authorities have released a photo rendering of a convicted murderer and former police chief known as the Devil in the Ozarks who escaped from prison. The Arkansas Department of Corrections says the rendering shows what 56-year-old Grant Hardin may look like more than a week after his escape from the Calico Rock prison. Hardin was serving sentences for rape and murder. Authorities have said he donned an outfit designed to look like a law enforcement uniform. Police continue to search the north central Arkansas region for Hardin. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 6 points, the Nasdaq ahead 16. This is SRN News. The parties are sharply divided over gay marriage.
A new Gallup poll finds 68% of Americans support homosexual unions, but when you break the numbers down by party, it is a much different story. The survey reveals that 88% of Democrats approve of same-sex marriage versus just 41% of Republicans. In fact, after peaking at 55% a few years ago, GOP support for gay marriage has been moving steadily downward. The Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions 10 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Puerto Rico's Supreme Court has ruled that so-called non-binary and gender non-conforming people must be allowed to change their birth certificates. The decision comes after a group of 6 non-binary people filed a lawsuit against Puerto Rico's governor, its health secretary, and other officials. The ruling means that individuals will now be able to select an X as their gender marker on birth certificates. This is SRN News. More problems in the skies.
2 United Airlines flights from San Francisco International were diverted over the weekend. On Sunday, a flight to Sydney made an emergency stop in Honolulu and was later canceled without details. The crew sent a code indicating general distress. The day before, a flight to Beijing returned to San Francisco due to a mechanical issue. Earlier this month, a United plane had a near miss with another aircraft after a wrong turn during takeoff. And on May 6th, the plane clipped wings with another during taxiing. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Texas lawmakers have approved banning gummies, drinks, and vapes infused with THC, the compound that gives marijuana its psychoactive properties. Republican Governor Greg Abbott hasn't said whether he will sign the bill. If he does, opponents say a ban would threaten a multi-billion dollar industry. Texas has some of the nation's most restrictive marijuana laws. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.